KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Ministers in the Government of National Unity will gather in Pretoria this afternoon for the annual Cabinet Lekgotla. It will focus on the government's priorities and plans for the year ahead. Anastasi Mokgobo reports for Newswatch.
The meeting comes just days after another dispute among GNU partners, this time over the Expropriation Act, which Ramaphosa signed into law last Thursday. Discussions at the Lekgotla will help shape key policies initiatives ahead of the President's State of the Nation address next week. Among key issues on the agenda are job creation, sustainable energy, economic recovery, and the recent death of 13 South African National Defence Force members in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Anastasi Mokgobo, Pretoria.
Meanwhile, the Minister of Defence, Angie Motshekga, has dismissed reports that South African troops have surrendered to the M23 rebels in the eastern DRC.
After talking to M23, it actually wrote to us to say they need a safe package to go and remove their deceased. So we're not surrendering.
The ministry says the death of 13 South African National Defence Force members was as a result of the surrender of neighbouring armies, which they say compromised the troops.
The troops of Congo surrendered. The troops of Burundi, where they were supposed to cover another flank, they also disappeared. These troops of South Africa ended up being attacked by mortars. The way they have reacted, they acted with speed. I'm awaiting for the UN to come up with statistics as to how many rebels have been shot at in that incident, so as to see that our troops were fighting effective.
That's Deputy Minister Bantu Holomisa, who's also dismissed reports the soldiers have run out of ammunition. A forensic expert who conducted an investigation into what drove the July 2021 unrest says although slow, he's glad the wheels of justice are finally turning. The founder of Forensics for Justice, Paulo Sullivan, has been commenting on the confirmation that former President Jacob Zuma's daughter, Duduzile Zuma, will appear in the Durban Magistrates Court tomorrow in connection with her alleged involvement in the riots. At the time, O'Sullivan and his team compiled a report and filed a criminal complaint with the police chief, then Police Chief General Kehlas Thole.
And in there, we set out chapter and verse as to what we believed was going on. And we pointed the finger at the person that we believed was the originator of the activities that were going on. Most of it we saw as being driven by her Twitter account. We forensically downloaded the Twitter account. And we took steps to prove who was behind the Twitter account. And the things being said were things like, Peter Maritzburg, we see you. And there's rioting and looting of shops. A picture of it going on in Free Jacob Zuma.
And U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is removing the security detail of former top U.S. military officer Mark Milley. The Pentagon says Milley's security clearance is also being suspended. The retired general is the latest official turned critic to see their security protection pulled since Trump began his second term last week. Durban 29 tomorrow, Peter Maritzburg 32, Richards Bay 30.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The SA Under-19 men's side need a further 50 runs to win with two wickets in hand against England in their first youth test match. Arsenal win their appeal over Miles Lewis-Skelly's red card he picked up over the weekend. And Scotty Scheffler back for this week's AT&T Pro-Am after an injury and force break.